This is Fresh Air. Our classical music critic, Lloyd Schwartz, has a profile of the British oboist Leon Goossens, featuring a piece written for Goossens by the late British composer Edward Elgar. Orchestral works with solos for oboe are rare, so Lloyd says this work and its performance are treasures.
The greatest oboe player of this century, no one else comes even close, is Leon Goossens. He's probably best known as the first oboist in the pre-war London Philharmonic Orchestra. With its conductor, Sir Thomas Beecham, handpicking the players, it was perhaps the most perfect orchestra ever assembled. And it was by the Goossens oboe that you could immediately identify the old London Phil. Goossens is the Olivier of musicians. His oboe doesn't just play the notes. It sings them and talks them and recites them. The way Goossens turns a phrase gets etched in your memory. You know no one will ever play a passage like that again, that no one else's version will have the color, the drama, the intimacy, the long-breathed rhythmic daring. The first time I ever thought that Swan Lake, for example, might actually be great music was after I heard the uncanny phrasing by Leon Goossens of the mysterious Swan theme. Not many London Philharmonic records are available in this country anymore, and little of Goossens' solo work remains in the catalog. But recently, a friend of mine discovered a remarkable recording on the British Chandos label. It's called Elgar Miniatures. It's a charming selection of Elgar's early works, or later works based on early sketches. They're all sweetly melancholy and pastoral in tone, nothing over 5 minutes long, and all lovingly performed by Norman Del Mar and the Bournemouth Sinfonietta. But the great thing on the disc is a 3-minute and 50-second piece with Leon Goossens as guest soloist called Soliloquy for Oboe, recorded a little over a decade ago when Goossens was 79. In 1933, the year before Elgar died, he conducted one of his early overtures with the London Philharmonic. Later, when he heard the recording, he was overwhelmed with Goossens' playing of the oboe passages. Half a century earlier, Elgar had written oboe solos for his gifted younger brother, whom he outlived. Now Elgar was inspired to compose a suite for oboe and orchestra for Goossens. He didn't live to finish it, but one movement existed in short score with full indications for what he wanted the orchestra to do. Goossens asked composer Gordon Jacob to flesh out the orchestration. It's probably Elgar's last work, certainly one of his most poignantly beautiful and yearning.
Thank you.
Leon Goossens playing Elgar's Soliloquy for Oboe. That was its first recording. There won't be a better one.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. The recording featured in his review is Elgar Miniatures on the British label Chandos.